All right, so let's look at the first page of this, and I hope to get through maybe Eleanor Rigby tonight, but we'll see.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
What's not what page?
First page.
Yeah,
page one. So you hear bump bump, and then we sing on beat two. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then we have these chords. Listen to them. And then it resolves to this. So it's this epic opening. Get into the song. So, sopranos on your ah, sing. So there's a fermata on that. We'll hold that, and then you go to B flat. Mm-hmm. Let's try that. So you're coming from here, sopranos on the F. So that's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then you sing. And since we're really focusing on vowels, we want to have a nice bright ah, tall, tall ah, and match all of that up. So it sounds great because we're all singing the same vowel sound. Alto, sing. So you're here. 1, 2, 3, 4, then you do. And you stay there. That's your fermata. And then you're back on an F. Good. Try that again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, ah, and then that's it. Good.
Shouldn't it be
better
for me to go up
one?
Sure.
I'm sorry. Measure four. So we do what? So D sharp is E flat. So do that again. Altos. 2, 3, 4, 1. Measure is got a good reason, and then 2, 3. Now, so we're adding the now there. Now is one beat. There.
For taking the easy way out now.
Good. So, sopranos and altos, you do. For taken is here.
For taking the easy way out.
2, 3, 4. They sing, got a good reason. And then 2, 3, 4. For
taking the easy way out now.
Good. And then, yeah. We'll get into that in just a second. So, these fit together and sounds like this. Four. See how we're moving there? They sing, got a good reason. 1, 2, 3, 4.
For taking the easy way out now.
Okay, let's put those together slowly. So let's do four taking. We start in the same note, and then we go to here. Like that. So after four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, there's no now there, sorry. Way out. 2, 3, 4. That was 13, 14. Sorry.
That's why I'm underlining this. Oh.
So this is measure 14. Pick up to 14.
I don't have 14.
There's a big 12. Yeah, there's not measure number 3. Try that again, please. So 1, 2, 3, sing. No, now. Got a good reason. And then we do it again.
For taking the easy way out now.
There we go. And then we have sopranos do She Was a So this yeah has a little thing coming off of it, which means the slide down. Yeah. So you make your voice fall, and it's just a note. Yeah. It's a jazz thing. The whole line. She was. Ready, go. 2, 3, 1, wait, ticket, yeah. There it is. Good. Altos do same thing for she wasn't, was a, and then you go here for day. So it's she was a day. 3, 4. Sorry. One way to get. Try that again, altos. Ready, go. 5 Sopranos and altos, pick up to the top of 5. So ready, go. And baritones, tenors and basses are all together here. So it's
she was a daytrooper.
So that yeah sounds like that yeah. Try that one more time. She was a right there. Ready, go.
She was a daytrooper.
Good. Let's put that together. So we're all together for She Was a Day. Really slow. Ready, go.
She was a daytrooper. One way to get ya.
Nice. Good. Let's try that form from Got a Good Reason. And it's a little faster, but we'll keep it slow for right now. From 12, 1, 2, ready, go.
Got a good reason. Yeah.
have, it took me so long to find out, and I found out. So, long is coming on the and of four, and this happens a lot in their music, I'm noticing. Mm-hmm. So we don't want that to come on beat one, we gotta kind of jump the beat there. It took me so 2, 3, 4 long to find out, and I found out. And then we have sopranos and altos. It's been a hard day's night. So watch this. Make that smooth. There it is. Try that again, sopranos and altos. Pick up to 28. Ready, go.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log.
Good. And then we got something else going on there. We can't stop.
Yeah.
Okay. Day. So, tenors and basses. Look at, we just did day, tremor, 3, 4. One way to get, yeah. 1, 2, 3. It took me so, so long. Then I found out. Try that again. It took. Ready, go.
It took me so long,
to find out is here, and I find out. So we go down there. Then you do. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. Good? Something different happens there. All right, let's put it together from She Was a Day. So that's the last part of page 4. Ready, go.
She was a day.
Make me feel ready. Go.
Will make me feel alright.
Good. So tenors and basses are doing. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. Good. So watch the chew there. But when I get home to, I find the things that chew do. We don't want to do that. I find the things that you do. It doesn't have to be a hard T like we do in a more classical song, but just it's going to sound like a chew if we don't. Try that one more time, tenors and basses, but when? ready, go.
But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright.
Good, we'll put that together in a second. And then we do, you make me feel alright. You know I feel alright. That right is short. And then the next thing is, can't find me low. Let's put this together from But When I Get. Super slow. Ready, go.
When I get home to you, I find the things that you do that make me feel alright.
Two, three.
You know I feel alright.
Sorry, right. You know I feel alright. So that right is just, it's different every time there. You know I feel alright. So that happens on the end of four. The last right that we do before one. And we'll get there in a second. Let's go back to, how about pick up to 28. It's been a hard, this is a bottom of five. Pick up to measure 28. Ready, go. Let's check our tempo and try to get a little faster. It's been a So a little faster. Let's try that same section, pick up to 28. So one, two, three. One of the next measure. You get a little lost in it because you're singing the same note, but everyone comes to, or the sopranos come to meet you, so it'll make more sense together. And then the third one, or the second one, second Can't Buy Me Love is. So that you're going from an E flat to a D. Every time you go to a D, sometimes you stay on the D. Is the one in measure, I should write a measure number, it's 44, 45, 46, 47, 48 into 49. Good. Let's do tenors. Pick up to 44, do one. Two, three, four. Basses do one.
Can't find me love.
Two, three, four.
Love. Can't find me
Let's try that. Let's do sopranos and altos, and then we'll do tenors and basses and put it together. So sopranos and altos, pick up to 44. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Do that in a second. Tenors and basses. 1, 2, same spot. Pick up to 44. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good. We'll fix the timing of that. Kind of fixes itself, but we might be holding those a little longer. Let's keep going with these verses. So we have sopranos and altos. Do 1, 2, 3, 4. Good. So that goes right into the tenors and basses, and you're singing the same note. You're coming in on the same note they do. So all of E flat. Try that again. Feel a little swing to this, and this has more of a shuffle feel to it. So it's definitely different feel than the previous song. So try that again, sopranos and altos. Up high, ready, go. And now we have, so this ride is 3.5. Ride. You get 8th rest before you have to sing again for I Don't Care Too Much. But let's put that together one more time. And watch the I'll Get You Anything, My Friend. So make that I'll Get You. Good. So we have some bluesy notes in this, which are fun to kind of lean into and highlight those. I like to accent those a little bit. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend. Same thing with it makes you feel alright. And then same thing here. I'll get you anything, my friend. Yeah, so it has a little jazzy sound to it. Let's try that section one more time, a little faster. I'll buy. 1, 2, 3, 6. From For I Don't Care. So that's top of 8, and we all start on the same note. And here's where we're going with it. Watch the rest on, and I think we all got it, For I Don't Care to Rest Much for Money. So we're coming in on the end of 1 for Much. So let's try that. Ready, go.
I don't care too much for money.
Sometimes it helps to fill them in. All right, good. Hey, we're at okay. But let's go back and try it from measure 12. Actually, let's check back with our opening thing. Seems like with that ah, and then it's. This is taken from one of their songs or not. I don't. It's an unusual chord progression. But that's where it is. Okay, so we have one, two, three. Bass plays, and then we're at 12. And this is Hey Jude, I hear in the piano part. I don't know what the rest of it is. Got a good reason. Let's go from there. Tiny bit slower. One, two, there you go.
Got a good reason.
Which they would in the Queen's English, yeah.
Yeah.
Bean.
Sure, that's
bean.
Yeah.
So our accent doesn't rhyme it, so we gotta modify
so
that.
So are we gonna say bean?
Yes, we should.
Does it rhyme with green?
But if we would say, been a traitor and wedding has been.
Yeah.
Yeah. So try that. And I want a different feel for this, a little more clipped. Mysterious, we're at a mezzo forte. This has a different feel than Can't Buy Me Love, obviously. So a little bit more formal classical sound for picks up the rise in the church and they continue. Good. So we're in thirds, alto sing down here. Let me do the alto part and then we'll put that together. So alto's your first note is here and sopranos are singing here. So you sing. Say note as B. And then you stay on this. Lips in a dream, you hold that. And then waits at the same thing. waits at the window, wearing a face that she leaves at the door. Who is it for? Sand that, because it fits together like this. Hear how that fits together? Good. Try that one more time. I'll tell us a little faster. Ready, go. Don't change your note, lives in a dream. Stay on that dream. And then waits at the window. We'll put that together in a minute. Yes. Let's look at lives in a dream. For tenors, lives in a dream on the same note. And then same thing for who is it for? And then basses, you're on the same note too, you're on G here. So that's lives in a dream. One, two, three, four. And then who is it for? Try that, basses and tenors together, lives, ready, go.
Lives in a dream.
Good. So working backwards, let's fit in sopranos and altos. Sopranos and altos are starting on the same note. So bass, tenor, soprano, alto. Ready, go. Good. We'll skip ahead. Do who is it for? Ready, go. And then sopranos only continue. So, let's put these together, sopranos and altos. So you do meet on that last note. They're coming to your B that you're already on. Let's try that really slow, sopranos and altos. Ready, go. Keep going, everyone. Sopranos, you know this. You do. Good. So altos do. Where do they all come from? And back down to the. So you got two notes here. Where do they all come from? So there's a moment with the D and the E together for sopranos and altos. Tenors do. Where do they all come from? And then basses do. So just two notes for you. Good. And we're cutting off that from on beat three. And then that happens again after all the lonely people rest. B long. Sopranos, you go up here. So all has two notes. All day long. So you're going from F sharp to an E. Stay on the E. B long. Try that with me. This is a huge jump. That's where you're going. So, huge interval. I know it's kind of mixed, jumbled in there. So look at this top stems, and they put a tie there for you.
But the words aren't exactly under the right.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. We'll get it. So altos, that's yours. Where do they belong? Only three notes in that section for you. And we're all meeting you. Sopranos are meeting you on that D there. And then tenors do. Where do they all belong? Good. And then basses.
Where do they all belong?
So you're going back and forth there.
Where do they all belong?
Can we try everyone? Let's go back up to 86. Pick up, or 85, pick up to 86. Because we haven't done this first one all together. That's just an octave jump for sopranos. And then you do the super jump for the next one. Let's go from All the Lonely to get into it really slow. At 84, everyone, sopranos, ready, go.
All the lonely people, where do they
just so we can hear these pitches and get the notes. Let's speed that up. And all you get are these chunks. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. So it has this driving beat, and you're doing all these different rhythms underneath that, which is really the nice contrast there. So let's speed that up. At 84, one, two, ready, go.
All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
What I do is sometimes I can make a line here and put 3, 4. So if you count 3, 4. So we're not holding that to the end of the measure, but we're cutting off on beat 3
on
there.
The, on the long?
For from and long. Okay. Yeah.
From and long.
Just those are getting a little sloppy. Also, you don't really have to count. You can hear bump, bump, off, off. If you're singing for the second two chords, then you're in trouble. 1, 2, off, off. So that's, chords are kind of counting it for you. Good, let's go back to the top of the section, measure 72. So this is sopranos and altos, and let's try it with these chords. So you get two measures before you come in. So make this, yes, that famous lick. The more legato we can make this, the more it will contrast with the sharp piano part, which is staccato notes. This driving beat, really sharp. Practice that. And let's do altos at 92. Ah, so since we're focusing on vowels too, we really need a really tall ah, bright ah. So you're here, altos, so it's one more legato. Again. So same thing both times, I believe. Uh-huh. So we're in unison together. Let's try that. Sopranos and altos. We're low on altos tonight. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, there's a repeat.
Yes, there is.
Let me get my highlighter. Just noticed that. So we do this section twice, which is the same thing anyway. The only difference is we're slowing down. The third time we do it in the middle of the page, we're slowing down for Ticket to Ride. Oh, it helps to highlight that. Good. tenors are up there. We have some ledger lines here. It's the same both times, or all three times. Well, obviously the first two. Look at all the lonely people. Basses to. You got that right? Look at all the. Tenors and basses, but let's try to put it together. Really slowly, ready, go. Clean up this rhythm when we get it in tempo. I think it will be fine. This is a very well-known passage, though. Let's try that slowly again. I can do it. So one, two, ready, go. So we're cutting off on beat four for that people there. And then we sing again. And then the final one. So we're cutting off on beat four. Let's get this a little faster though, and I think it'll help the rhythm, the syncopation. Let's go from 84. Sure, we're taking that rest is on beat three. Sopranos, a full beat there, so you can come in with everybody. Where do they all come from? So you have enough air for that. So one, two, ready, go.
All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
Accompaniment, it helps you. You have one, two, three, off. So that this is in the clear with no singers holding people over that little eighth note lick there. Okay, let's try that again from 84. Just watch holding out the people. I'm trying to think of the actual tempo. It's a little faster, I think. About that. So one, two, ready, go.
All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
Let's go to bottom of six, please, and work on the from the Can't Buy Me Love section. So that's pick up to 44. So one, two, three, four, six.
Can't buy me love.
So really bright ah, and I'd like to crescendo that note too. We're holding that for 2.5 beats. So there's a nice moment to crescendo that, the ah, each time we sing that 92, and then for the final one, we'll be slowing down.
I mean, in the summer.
All right. And we have some solo opportunities here too. We'll move on to the other songs in just a moment. But there's some really nice solos. Let It Be is a nice section too, with kind of a gospel feel to the choir part of it, and some solos there. So take a look at that. Okay, is that halfway? No, it's 31 pages, that's 9. But that's a very good chunk. Okay, so let's move on and do...